Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews, and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's stardate 60.10068. Yep, that's the stardate. Now you know how many days since Pluto rounded the sun in its annual migration of our 248 Earth years. Stardate 60.10068. Do you have a question about what is the stardate? Go to Facebook and find the Glacier Review on Facebook. Post your question, your comments, your thoughts about stardate, and that is the annual migration of Pluto around our solar system and why it matters. All right, until then, let's continue on with the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Once a month, the Glacier View Community Council meets at the Glacier View School at mile 104 on the Glen Highway. We're going to do so again this March 30th at 7 p.m. at the Glacier View School. It's open to all. Public is invited, 7 p.m. Glacier View School, March 30th. Okay. So, one of the things that I added to the agenda when I became community council president was the invitation to the pledge. When I started off attending council meetings, there wasn't always the Pledge of Allegiance. So I asked about it. It seems there's some sort of questions about people saying the pledge or not. So we have an invitation to the pledge. And I turn around, I face the flag. Whoever says the pledge. Then after we have the invitation to the pledge, we will have the minutes and approval, minutes by our secretary, Christy, and then the treasurer's report. So we have a new transparent platform for our treasurer's report. It has year-to-date in four different categories of spending, so that if any expense comes up and we wonder, should we spend that much money? Well, we'll be able to look right at it and tell what we've been spending in that category. And that's the first thing in its own separate box. Then we have bank accounts and interest and whatever we have, and also money that we have pledged to activities that haven't happened yet, or costs that we haven't had to pay yet. For instance, what community council in the Matsu Borough has pledged any amount of money to the school playground? Only one. Glacier View Community Council pledged several years ago $5,000 to support the improvement of our grade school playground equipment. And recently, I sent a letter to our principal teacher, Wendy, saying, you got to use the money or we're going to pull it because we just keep sitting on it. She forwarded the letter to the borough, to the school district office, and they said, let's use it. So we are getting playground equipment, and this money is going to be used to do the installation. So hooray, this summer we finally get our playground upgraded and we'll be contributing $5,000 or up to $5,000. We don't know how much it will cost to install, but that's good news. So congratulations on Wendy, our principal teacher, on getting that ball to move. So we'll be able to spend that money. After the treasurer's report, we will have the call for the Glacier View Community Archives. So we actually have a physical book now, real paper. It's custom cut 12 by 16, and very lightly imprinted with lines to be able to write on it. We have a kind donation of Donald Hofstetter and Teresa up in Glacier View of some leather to cover it. So we're going to have our own leather-bound community archive book. Fred Hirschman is going to be the chair for the community archives. So every month we have a call for whose name should go in the book. Well, this community council, we have some excitement going on. We have Riley. Riley is a student at Glacier View School, a senior. And here's an interesting story. I'm going to tell the short version, but I'll see if I can get Riley to tell us about it in person when I am at a special event tomorrow. The principal at Glacier View School is hosting a small honorary event to honor the student, Riley, for what she noticed and what she did. So, imagine this. You're driving along the windy road to Glacier View from Palmer. And in one of these windy stretches, she's looking in a rearview mirror, responsible driver, looks again, and a truck that was there is no longer there. So, rather than just going, oh, they pulled over, or something caught Riley's attention. And this high school senior, this girl, turned around, drove her car back, and there's a small pull-off on the right-hand side, which should be on the south side of the road, and tracks leading right off the cliff. She parked her car, got out, and followed the tracks, and there was a resident of Glacier View's pickup, and the resident was in the truck, and the willows had caught the truck on this very, very steep bank in very deep powdery snow. Riley went right to action, got down to the truck, helped this person get out of their seatbelt, get out of the truck, and get up this very difficult to climb bank. You've seen the steep banks on the road between Palmer and Glacier View. And this is in that steep area. But the truck got caught on trees. It blasted through some of them and did damage to the truck too. And it was hanging there. She got our friend out and didn't know it was her neighbor just a quarter of a mile from the school. Didn't matter. Riley was there. She noticed. She came back. She helped this person get to safety, got this person into Riley's car, got this person to the person's home, and called people for support. Now, if we just absolutely just saw it happen, but Riley actually noticed from her rearview mirror an absence. So we will be honoring her at a special event at Glacier View School with a little presentation. So that's fabulous, but there's more. Do you know that 3 Mondays out of 4, our EMTs travel into Sutton for training? 3 Mondays out of 4 in the evening, they go in and do training. They're on call and they answer the call. So, to honor our EMTs, I asked, what would they like? They didn't need another stethoscope or whatever, and I wanted to get them something nice to really show them that we care. And something practical, we have them new coats. Now, these are heavy-duty, weather-resistant coats with lots of shiny reflective tape on it, and it is embroidered Glacier View, EMT or ETT, and their name. So these are coats that will give them good visibility during an accident. People know who the boss is. It will keep them protected from the elements, and the coats are just roomy enough to be able to add a vest or a heavy shirt or whatever in the colder times of the year. So we'll be honoring our EMTs and ETTs, and we'll be at the community council meeting, and at school and the council meeting, we're going to be honoring our student, Riley. So, Glacier View Community Council will be a very positive experience this time. We hope to see our own Jim Sykes with the latest borough updates. And, of course, Wyatt is a student in the middle school, will be presenting to the council, telling us what's going on at the school. Now, our council takes a good interest in our community school, and we're very happy to have Wyatt every month give us his thorough and really interesting updates on what's going on at the school. And then the council meeting will get fun. And how do you spell fun? I spell fun talking about the budget. Our own Barbara Baumgartner, comptroller at the borough, sent us a thoughtful note to all the councils with a review of the state law that says when a council receives its revenue sharing money, its job is to spend it. Now, I'm going to bring this letter to the council and we're going to discuss this. But do we want to spend all our money? Do we have to? Well, the letter says we have to. And if we don't, the borough will take it back. Well, the borough doesn't have that legal authority. We know this. And I've talked to 5 different state offices, and that's not going to happen. But the state law, and Barbara's quite right, says use it. That's what the money's for. And when you think about it, there's all kinds of government agencies, departments. We have no control of that spending. But when we get money from the state for revenue sharing for our community, this is money we have complete control over. On the other hand, the state revenue is going down. Our revenue sharing this year is almost half of what it was last year. We don't know if we're even going to get it next year. So do we really want to spend our money? Let's put it another way. Will we invest now in infrastructure that would last for years and years that we wouldn't be able to invest in a year or two or three? So it's a real tough question. There's no easy answers. And it's a gray area. I found out that many community councils actually do save part of their money year after year. Now, we have a list of expenditures, how we can spend the money. And we renew this list, we update it, and we just recently met with the advent of this letter from the comptroller, and we refresh this, and we're going to be sending it in for her review. But having a spending list, what we're able to spend on is different than having a budget. So we are preparing a budget, a short-term budget and a long-term budget. The short-term budget, we're going to be talking about memory benches. Last month, we said, let's have some benches and put little plaques on them with people's names honoring them in our community. Park benches, comfortable benches. So our own Lorraine Cordova found the youth corps, and we're negotiating getting picnic tables and park benches and a pavilion built. We're going to bring this to the council as one possible thing to do with some of our council money. Now, they make these out of 4x12s. Oh, a 4x12 picnic table weighs 800 pounds. I tell you, it gets windy down near the glacier, down near the school where the picnic benches and picnic tables would go in the pavilion. But I tell you, 4x12s, they're not going to move. That's great. So we're going to look at memory benches, and rather than put a little brass plaque on each bench, we're going to put up a small, maybe a 2-foot by 4-foot framed area and put plaques there, little brass plaques, honoring the elders and past and current elders of our community. We're also going to talk about the Welcome to Glacier View signs. Okay, Palmer, I'm talking to you. Hello, Palmer. Yep. How many times have you been to Glacier View and didn't even know it? People pass through Glacier View, don't even know they've been here. I feel like Teviev. So Glacier View starts at mile 89 and it ends at mile 119. That's 30 miles of highway, and all the homes in between are in Glacier View, an unorganized community borough government. So we're going to put up some signs. Now, we allocated, at least a year ago, $1,000 for signs. We really cost more than that. Maybe if somebody did all the work, we could do it, but we have a local woodworker here, and we have a cost estimate, and we're going to get two signs. So we need to bump up the budget a little bit on the Welcome to Glacier View sign. We're going to put on Radio Free Palmer, 91.5 on your FM dial if you're in the Glacier View area. So we're going to look at Welcome to Glacier View signs, two of them. And last year, I suggested to the council, and they agreed, that we set a budget for how much money we would offer to the school. And that budget was $5,000. I'm going to suggest, in light of this letter from our comptroller about good budgeting, that we set the budget this year for next fall. Not that we would give them any money now. In fact, we don't give them the money. We spend it for them. So, for instance, they wanted a 3D printer. We bought the 3D printer and are delivering it to them. So the paperwork stays in our ballpark. So we're going to suggest next year's budget, $5,000, I'm going to suggest. And we're going to talk about CPR and first aid classes for the summer of 2017 or 2018, depending on what people think is necessary. Buying some scenic byway signs. We had a bitter kerfluffle last year with DNR about the land on the other side of the river. Well, let's put up some more scenic byway signs and say scenic byway. Now, if you see those little metal signs with a fireweed on them, I didn't know what those were. Those are evidently scenic byway signs. Well, we're going to get little metal signs, same size, but it'll say scenic byways. Well, we're going to talk about that. Also, with the advent of the 3D printer, it makes great sense for the school to have a laser cutter. A laser cutter cuts very thin material. So if you've been into SBS, you go in there and they have these large sheets of very thin wood, large meaning about 18 inches by 14 inches, and you punch out the little wood parts and you make an airplane like a Super Cub or a Beaver, and they have a snowmobile one, and they have different ones you can pop out. You see them in museum gift shops. Well, that's what a laser cutter is, a CNC laser cutter. So I've suggested to the school, since they have the practical 3D printer, that the laser cutter would be a natural companion. And for that, they should just have a computer to run it. So I'm suggesting 4K for the laser cutter to augment the 3D printer and a computer to run them both. Because then they can have a dedicated workshop for those pieces of equipment. And last year, we got a real slow start on getting our dumpsters going. We're going to be talking about dumpsters early and getting that money allocated. We'll go over the health fair results, and we'll talk about Mike Conte's photo workshop. And here's a new number for you. I like numbers, and tell me the truth, you like numbers too. It's a ratio, 1 to 84. 1 to 84, great ratio. What does that mean? 1 month of living in a senior care facility, 1 month, equals, in cost, 7 years of receiving Meals on Wheels. Wow. So stay independent, stay healthy, and stay home. Get Meals on Wheels every month is equal to every 7 years is equal to 1 month in a healthcare facility. So it's so economical to stay healthy with proper diet, good food, one meal a day, 60 and over, or other people can also apply depending on your medical needs in that. So find out from the Matsu Senior Services if you qualify for Meals on Wheels. But what a saving, 1 to 84. Emergency call list. We have new people in Glacier View. Are you new to Glacier View? We have an emergency phone list. Who's your neighbor? Now, the first one you call is 911. And you think, no, I want to call an EMT or an ETT that's local. No, you really don't want to. You call 911 and the dispatcher will call the EMTs and ETTs that are on duty in Glacier View and pull out that ambulance that's at about mile 95 and get to you faster than anybody can get there from Palmer or Sutton. So call 911, but then you say, I need my neighbor. Sometimes you don't really need to call 911. You just need a neighbor to come over and help you out. So small emergency. So we have this list. Maybe you don't know about this list. Maybe you're not on it and you want to be. You don't have to be. Completely voluntary. But up here in Alaska, we have to know our neighbors and get along and help each other out. So if you're not on the call list, you want to be on it, or you want a copy of it, come to the council meeting or send me a note. Our own Lorraine Cordova, our treasurer, has trail grant progress. She's going to update us on that. And we have a dearth of porta potty support. We're going to be talking about porta potties. We could not get anybody to deliver and maintain porta potties. Hey, out there, Palmer, Wasilla, Sutton, anybody do porta potties? We'll need porta potties this summer at the Purinton Creek turnout and maybe one at the school. Let us know. Also, MailChimp. MailChimp's a really interesting thing. We send out community letters. We send out agenda, minutes, budget, all kinds of stuff. And sometimes people somehow manage to click on the unsubscribe tiny little button at the bottom of the email and then subscribe, and I get a note from them. So I figured out in MailChimp how to resubscribe. You can't just say, oh, yep, sign them up again. The person that unsubscribes has to subscribe directly. I have figured that out. If you're not getting the Glacier View Community Council newsletter, let me know. Maybe you unsubscribed accidentally. Maybe you're new. Well, then we'll have the call of the good of the order. And after the call for the good of the order, we will adjourn. That's the Glacier View Community Council meeting on Thursday, March 30th at the Glacier View School. 7 p.m. Be there or be square. Are you a fan of haiku? Dew evaporates and all our world is dew. So dear, so fresh, so fleeting. That's haiku. Hey, next week we're going to turn it into music. Not the words, but a haiku. Well, we'll figure that out. Until then, let's have some music from the Oxford Six Pianos. Thank you. That is from Oxford Six Pianos, titled Faust, a Waltz by Wildbach. All right, this has been the Glacier Review here on Radio Free Palmer. If you want to see more, check out my Facebook page, The Glacier Review. Until then, look forward to seeing you next week, where we talk about what happens at the Glacier View Community Council and the news and doings in the Glacier View area. Thanks for listening to The Glacier Review.